What's tonight? Monday night. Still going back to the Mishnah Berurah. I want to read from the Aruch HaShulchan because I want a clarity. Like, what's going on after Tachanun? We learned what Nefilas Apayim is. We should know by now which one Esri is. Then Nefilas Apayim. Then what? Like, what's going on? Why isn't davening over already? Especially by Shacharis. So the Aruch HaShulchan, we talked about it a little yesterday, but I see the Aruch HaShulchan like sums it up and puts it together as he usually does. So let me read it to you. Zachi Kati Kadish Yom Ashrei Lam Natsayach and Uvalotzion Vatakadosh. Ashrei, we know Kaloi Matila LeDavid Gimel Poamim B'chol Yom. Not every nusach in Gemara has the words Gimel Poamim, but okay, it has the nusach Gimel Poamim B'chol Yom. Muftach Leishu Ben Alam Abba. We talked about that when we learned on Yaakov. We talked about, like, what does it mean, Muftach Leishu Ben Alam Abba? But Al-Kabonim, you want to say Ashrei Atila LeDavid three times, so we're doing it twice by Shachris. L'chein Tiknu B'Shachris Shnei Pomim, Achas Koidim Atfila, Achas Lachar Atfila, U'bamin Chapam Achas Koidim Atfila. Okay. Because he says Shachris has two Kedushos. Kedushas Yaitzer is a Malachim, then we have two other Kedushas, so we say Ashrei twice also. That's how they farmed it out. Twice by Shachris, once by Mincha. Arvis, you know, nothing. Just like it has no Kedusha, it has no Ashrei. The Gamba Ashrei, this is an interesting sentence. The Gamba Ashrei Yesh Kedushoso Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Arumim Chol HaKaya Melech B'chol Yom Avarchekal Godol Hashem U'mulol Niyot. It's Kedusha, 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 Kedusha. When you say Vata Kodosh Yoshe Tilos Yisrael, right, what does it mean, that pasuk? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayochol Kevayochol gets his Malchus, is Yoshev Al Kisei Malchuso, through the praises and through the Tehillos and Tefillos of Klal Yisrael, so to speak. So praising Hashem with Ashrei, which is like the like ultimate Perek and Tehillim, so it's also a type of Kedusha, so twice in the morning and once by Mincha, none by Ma'ariv. Actually, I'm not going to go through it. He brings down parallels in the Pesukim of Ashrei. This is in Sif Aleph. In Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, the Siman we're learning, the Aruch HaShulchan actually brings down parallels between various Pesukim in Ashrei and themes in Kedusha. And of course, everybody wants to go, Sheyaches Yodechon Azbiya Lechol Chayrat, so. Va'otam Ba'ashrei. Okay, so I just want to get some ideas. So Ashrei, we understand. He gives another reason for the Chashivas of Ashrei and Sif Beis. Siv Gimel, B'chivin Shonu Mavakshim Parnos Seinu, he puts that as a focal point of Ashrei. L'chein Omer Mizmor Yancha Hashem B'yom Tzora. U'gumosh Omer B'shilei Brachas, L'mot Siv Yizagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov Lo Avram B'Yitzchot, Mikan L'bal HaKorah She'yikonis B'od Yishol Korah. In other words, Yaakov had Tzar Gidol Bonin, Yaakov had the Ke'ev of forming Klal Yisrael, really, and he had Tzar Gidol Bonim in a way that the previous Avos didn't have it regarding the formation of Klal Yisrael. The other Avos had to get rid of the riffraff, but he, you know, had a form. You know, imagine if you have 12 sons and they each have a different Derech and Avodas Hashem. Man, like, it's not easy, not easy. And they taka sold Yosef. You know, they taka turned against one brother. Well, Al-Kabonim, Yaakov, this is the Gemara, that Yaakov is said to have had Tzar Gidol Bonim, and he had to bring them up and bring them to the point where they would be, you know, Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Levi, etc., etc. And Hashem saved him from all of his sorrows with Esav and Lavan, so there it's appropriate to say, you know, Yancha Hashem B'yom Tzori, Zagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, B'shor Shemagas Sorah LeYisrael, V'heim Mevakshim Olsi, to save them from it, Ani Ona Olsam, V'Onochi Imo B'tzora, HaMelech Yanenu V'yom Kareinu. So, okay, Lam Natsayach is that's Lam Natsayach. It's coming from mention of Parnasa. It's an aspect of our lives that we haven't really talked about explicitly till now. And it has remozim in it, and that's what I'm not saying. I mean, we're not doing Perish Tefillah now. That's like, but that's basically Lam Not Seif. Hachakach Chaim Mubol Tzion Goel. Kedera Shoma Yishaya Anovi Kiyovo Kano Artsar Mubol Tzion Goel. V'gam Anachnu Achar Yancha Hashem Biyom Tzora. Right after that Geula from our personal Tzoras, we'll call it. Oimer Mubol Tzion Goel. Now we want to Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. It's sort of like in Shmona Esrei, you have the Goel Yisrael of Tzoras, and then you have Kappa Shofar and Oshiva and that. Okay, so that's Uvol Tzion Goel, is after you've talked about your personal redemption and your in your life, you talk about, because you were cobbling together Pesukim here. Uvol Tzion Goel doesn't come before Vatakodosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael, right? Doesn't come before. So Uvol Tzion Goel, that's that, okay? And then we say Venizos Brisi. Shagam Yishai, again, we're going back to Yishai Anovi. Yishai also said, Achar Pozik Uvol Tzion Goel, that we just quoted, he said also the Pozik Glomer, I'm not sure what the Pozik is exactly. I never went to Zichru or Silberman. I don't know Yishai by heart. But I'll upon him, maybe we should get Yishai. It's really a little ridiculous to talk about it. Yeah, right behind you. Just stick out your hand. You don't even have to get up. I'm sorry. I should call up my son and see if he knows it, right? He just got a big ta'udah he came home with that he knows Yecheskel. I really should. Uvolotzion Goel, Ulushove Peshav Yaakov Num Hashem. Well, guess what the next pasuk is? I was wrong. Banizos Pisi, Yosef Amar Hashem. Ruchesh, that pasuk is taka follows. These two psukim are together in Yeshaya. That's what happens when it's not a Haftarah. These two psukim, Uvolotzi and Goel, Banizos Prisi, are together. So the Rosh Hashanah explains, Shelo Tivchad, Shemirov Hatzoros, Tishtakach Torah Miyisrael. And we certainly can appreciate that fear. Lokein, Lo Yamusha Mipicho, Mipizaracho, Mipizarazaracho, the Zerva Inu Buchush, Shachachurban, Beis Hamikdash, Haromim, Gozra, Lena Gzeros, Koshos, Veros. Vos Azarab and his Chazka HaToyro Vizman HaTano and Vamoy Roim. That's a quirk of history, not a quirk. It's Torah grows, you know, when there's lachatz and it's hard and you have to struggle. So there's a promise. Torah Shalom Adati Ba'af, right? That's what the Gemara calls it. Okay, so these two psukim are together, so we have an idea, the progression from Ashrei to Lam Natsayach to these two psukim. V'chakach, now comes Kedusha de Sidra. V'chakach, oimim v'ata kodosh, v'deh Kedusha de Sidra, sh'omarnu b'sof soto, sh'omru b'sof soto, t'miyom sh'chor b'es amikdash, ein yom sh'ein bo klolo, v'chol yom kilolos amru v'mechaveiro, so what's going to be? Kedusha de Sidra, that we learned yesterday in the Mishnah Brura. It's a combination of Kiddush Hashem and Talmud Torah. Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed. And before we say Kedusha de Sidra, we say the Pasuk V'yata Kodosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael, which Taka is not next to V'karozel Zevi Yomar. The Pasuk in Yeshayo starts with V'karozel Zevi Yomar. V'atok Kadosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael is somewhere else. So we say that before we say Kadosh to bring out this idea that K'vayochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like waiting, mitzaper, anticipating is a better word, that we are Meshabeachim with Kedusha. And then the Karach HaShulchan, we'll stop here in the Aruch HaShulchan. He rather goes, it's kedai to look at. He goes through the psukim that are said after Hashem Yimlech Yolam Boed, Hashem Achosei Kohen Yolam Mil Maya. He really goes through the psukim and explains why we picked this random smattering of psukim. It's not like they put the Tanakh in a thing and just picked it out. There's a cheshbon for each pasuk. So now we say it every day, and I never thought about why we say Kumpis psukim. Yeah, you know, they're nice psukim. I have no problem with them. I know them by heart. That's good. So, but he goes through the psukim and says why these psukim were chosen to say. So it's kedai to see. Maybe we should learn it. No. When we learn tefillah, we'll learn it. We'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah now. But it's a cheshbon. They didn't just, you know, throw it into the tefillah. So we're up to Siv Beis, actually. Asul Adam, let's say Siv Beis HaKnesses, called them Kedusha de Sidra, which all too often happens. The tefillin are off, he's out the door, catching the 7:28 train or bus or whatever, or he has to give his kids carpool in a half hour, so he has to go home and get his coffee now. So, very important. Kedusha the Sidra, not to be mezalzel in it. I understand that to mean you're not talking about you're going to skip it. You see in the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to say it. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says even daylem eskayim al zeh tzorich lizor melezalzel b'zeh. Whether they krum zulus l'vnei adam dvarim shadam mezalzelim bohem they momdim v'rumo shalolam. You got to take care not to be mezalzel in something that the Gemara describes as giving the world purpose, giving the world something to strive for, something to accomplish. The fimasha biyarnu le'el, the nochon la'adil omer b'tzibur, posh of a halachic technicality, that you're better off saying it b'tzibur than b'yachidus. You don't have to, bottom line, but l'maisa you should be makbid, you should try to be makbid. That's another reason not to run out before Kedusha the Sidra, because then you'll end up saying it b'yachidus, and we want you to say it b'tzibur. There's another din, which we're not learning in this, and that's you're not supposed to leave shul before Kaddish v'skabel. That's another angle. I'm not here for shakras. How's it going by shakras? Taking tefillin off is not kosher. That you're supposed to keep tefillin on for a minimum amount of kadeshim and kedushos. Okay, that's the mechaber. Now the Ramah takes you through the rest of davening. Goyimim kedusha tzidur kedusha golosim. Goyimim machashia matfila aleinu l'shabeach meumad. Aleinu is heavy. Aleinu Yoshua Benun was masakein. The Sforim say he was masakin it at the fall of Yericho, and with the power of Aleinu he was mapil chomos Yericho. I don't know what that means, so don't ask me. And in some strange, weird way, Ochon, who's a bad guy, no nach, Ochon, mean anything to anything? You don't know what the Rosh Hashanah of Alkei Nekava is. Alkei Nekava is Ochon. Ochon is associated with Alkei Nekava. Either he made it up when he was doing tshuva. If you know the story, you know he did tshuva. Or Yoshua made it up, but there are remozim there to the story of Ochon, and it was directed to combat what Ochon had done. That's what it says in Sforim. Whenever anybody says it says in Sforim, it means that they have no idea what he's talking about. That's what it's a code word for. Don't ask me. As I state, there's all sorts of remozim in Aleinu. It's a very holy davening. One thing's for sure, you shouldn't say Aleinu 1 foot out the door rushing out. Aleinu, you should say, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, you should say it. Bogan Abram called him Shem Arishi Amru Achal Kol HaShalosh Tfilos. After each one, B'cheinoigim B'medino Seinu, to say it after each tefillah. This should be the, in Nusach Svar, it's a, B'cheren, the Mashmos is indeed that Aleinu should be the Chasima of the tefillah, which Nusach Svar does by Shachas. Nusach Ashkenaz does not. what the Sfar indeed does. Milvad b'bodei knesios gedolos shemispalim tefilas ma'ariv samach l'mincha, they a mincha ma'ariv, so they don't say Olenu after mincha, but they're about to daven ma'ariv. Right, Yom Kippur, we do that also, but we do it incorrectly, because what ends up happening in Kippur is that they take a 2-hour break, and in the Machzor there's no Aleinu after Musaf, because the Machzor is written for Yekis who literally stay in Shul a whole day and don't walk out. So they go straight from Shachris to Musaf to Mincha to Ne'ilah to Ma'ariv, so you only say one Aleinu. If you're taking a 2-hour break, or even an hour and a half break, what about an hour? I don't know. If you're taking a break between Musaf and Mincha, you should definitely say Olenu. You've completed a tefillah, there's a break till the next tefillah, you're supposed to say Olenu. It's not printed in the Siddurim, because the Siddurim are printed for the olden days, when people actually stayed in Shul all day on Kippur and didn't have a break. Okay. In Beis Tefillah, our namesake in Munsi, which is a Yeki shul, not a real Yeki shul, but Nusach Yeki. Nusach Ashkenaz. That's Nusach Ashkenaz. Not really Ashkenaz. It's Nusach Ashkenaz. Anyway, they say everything is printed in the Machzor. You know, so. I think they even say that Kedusha stuff, the real small letters. Shvivei Eish, 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 Eish. I think they even say that. I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever davened there, but I know they're definitely in shul a whole day. They don't know from no breaks on Yom Kippur. I think the break started after Meir Shapiro instituted Daf Yomi. Olenu. Okay, so you're really supposed to say Olenu after every tefillah. V'yesh kamen uschoz ba'olenu. If you see the real good Siddurim, have even the... I think the Groh has a different pasuk at the end. We say, "Yodatayim v'shavos alavavecha ki Hashem hu ha'lokim." I think the Groh has a different pasuk. Yesh kamen uschoz b'leinu v'v'v'li arabah. Nein l'shanu shum nuscha ki kol nuscha yesh lo yisov. Okay, let's okay. You say it standing up. Don't. That's a remor. It's a very chashuv tefillah, and it said mu'umad. And you should be careful. The Yizor la'omro b'chavono. Look at the Mishnah Brura. This is printed in some Siddurim to try in vain to remind you of this. Yesh lomro aleinu b'emo v'yira. Aleinu is not the signal to leave. B'emo v'yira. Kikol tzvar shemayim shomim v'kadish baruch hu omrid in pamalya shomayla. V'kulam onim v'omer mashrem shkach alo Hashem shashem alokov. No. This is, I don't, you know, what can I say? As they state in Mishnah Brura. So, I guess it's so, and you should say Olenu seriously. Yeshua ben Nun, Yericho, the declaration of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, really, it's a very, the words are, it's not like Shema Yisrael. I mean, the words are unbelievable words. It's really, you know, you take the whole Olenu and you say Shema Yisrael, like, I'm thinking the other way. Shema Yisrael sums up the whole Olenu, that one pasuk. V'yizor lomer b'kavono, uchshemagia el lo yoshia. So, you see, the Ramah had the Nusach. When I was a kid, that sentence was not there. Shem mishtach v'medel v'rik, v'spalalim el lo yoshia, was not, it was a no Siddurim. Most of them when I grew up. And you see, that was always the Nusach, and they put it back in. Yafsik Ma'at Kodem Shiyomer Vanachnu Korim. Okay, because you want to separate, it shouldn't sound like it's together. V'tzorech Lichroa Shalom Yenira Kikoifer Chas V'Sholom. Korea means the vow. So we, Kida and Kriya is really basically the same thing. It means to bow. We don't bow all the way down. You're not doing the filas apayim, you're not going with your face in the ground. That's the real kiddah, puts your face in the ground. This is not much what we call bowing. This is what we call bowing. You bow down.
Like Modi.
Yeah, like my Modi. I don't know. So why doesn't it say Shochim? Kriya. In the Gemara, Kriya is Albirkov. I don't know. The Minagoylem is to bow, just like by Modim. Okay, Vomim Kaddish Yosu Machar Oleinu. Sheilolam Shechem Loima Kaddish Achar Shomru Psukim. The idea there is that you're saying Kaddish after Psukim. Ubolenu Yeshkam Kem Psukim between Kaddish Achar. Elishanoagu Bekaddish Zeh Lanichol Yosom Shemes Other the Emo. Why? When they say Yesh Yosomim Ketanim. This is a very, very common misunderstanding that Kaddish Yosom is b'di'evit. Kaddish Yosom is, if you, for the, really primarily for those who can't daven for the Amud or don't have an opportunity to daven as a Shliach Tzibur or as a Katan. So he gets a b'di'evit. I don't want to call it but the Ebed Chas HaShalom, it's consolation prize. You get a chance to say Kaddish with Yehi Shmei Rabba, and that's your the schus that you're creating for the parents. But the real thing you're supposed to be doing is the Kaddish of Tefillah and Baruch Hu and Kedusha. That the Kaddish Yosem is already, you know, okay, just too many Yisomim and not enough Tfilos, not enough shuls. So he's saying, so they awarded this Kaddish to the Yosom, and then they called it Kaddish Yosom. But the primary point of this Kaddish is to say a Kaddish after you've said Psukim. And you've just said Aleinu, and now you're going to say Kaddish. So the minig is to give it to a Yosom for the reason we just said. It's known from Rabbi Akiva, the Mishabur and Abrinon Sur, Rabbi Akiva, Toich Shono, the Schusim that you give to the parents if you say Kaddish. So they left this over for the Yisomim. Okay. Yomer also Mishain Lovaim, but if there's no Yosom in the Shul, someone should say it. Better someone without parents or without a father or mother, probably it means. And even if you have a father or mother, you could say it. It may know of Imo Makpidim. Mishmur says you have to estimate in your mind that they're not Makpid, that they wouldn't be Makpid. It looks like it's like a proclamation that they're dead. So they might be Makpid on that. But this is only Kaddish Yosem, he says. No other Kaddish have this problem. Zalkoponim, Kaddish should be said after Aleinu. But not three or... Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow night. Why I try to cut down the number of Kaddishim. Because it's really wrong to be Marbe BeKaddishim. The reason there's so many Kaddishim printed in the Siddur is because we're really supposed to do it. The right way to do it is to have one Kaddish said by one person at a time. But you need a, you know, it's a dream. You know, you need a traffic cop for that. You have to have a sign up. You have to deal with people that come into shul and don't know, and it becomes a whole thing. But really, that's the right way to do it. I mean, I'd love to do it, but it's really not doable. I tried in my Masika Minyan in Muncie. I tried. It just becomes not doable. So we got into the minig of saying it together. But once you say it together, what do you need to say three kaddishim in a row for? It's wrong. It's not right. You're not supposed to be Marbe BeKaddishim. Bishlam, if each one's being said by a different person, so you're parceling out the Kaddishim. But if everyone's saying it together anyway, that's why we do not say Kaddish Drabonon in the beginning of davening, Shabbos, during the week too, because we just learned, so you say Kaddish Drabonon, legitimate. After Mizmashir, no Kaddish, sorry. And at the end of davening, one Kaddish and Kaddish Drabonon. Kaddish Drabonon and then one Kaddish to... So what do we... Oh, we say the Kaddish Rabbonin. Okay, so we at least... We have a Kaddish like closing the tefillah. The problem is when you say the Dabar Hashem Orin, that becomes the issue, what to do. The conflict is, you want to say Kaddish after Aleinu, the Nusach Ashkenaz, and you want to say a Kaddish to close up the tefillah. So when you say the Dabar Hashem Orin, that becomes a shtickle, you have to make a choice. But Koponim, that's why... If you would read the Orach HaShulchan, you're supposed to be memayit b'kadeshim, not marmit b'kadeshim. It's like playing with a powerful weapon, and you're just like, you know, knocking them off. And you know, you go to shuls. I mean, the shul I daven in the morning. You know, they think it's a mitzvah. This is the Orach HaShulchan writes that. People think it's a mitzvah to say kaddish. It's not. It's not a mitzvah to say as many kaddishim as you can. It's not true. And adarabah, it's a shtickle wrong, and you know, we do the best we can. Like I said, the Yekishul, the Tefillah, and Monsi, they have it the right way.
What about what it does for the mitzvah?
Once. That's it. One each Tefillah.